DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
At least three people have been killed after a boat carrying migrants ran aground off the coast of the Greek island of Rhodes. It comes as the bodies of some of the hundreds of people who drowned in the Mediterranean over the weekend have arrived in Malta. Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is meeting other EU ministers in Luxembourg to discuss a response to the crisis.
That response has got to include targeting the criminals who are managing this traffic in human suffering. We've got to tackle them. We've got to work upstream in the countries from which these people are coming, and we are determined to put an end to this vile trade.
This is KMFM News.
Concerns are growing for a family of six who may be heading to Syria after leaving the UK via Kent. Asif Malik, Sara Kiran and their four children, who are from Slough, haven't been seen since April the 8th when it's thought they took a ferry to France from Dover. Acting Deputy Chief Constable John Campbell is from Thames Valley Police.
We're reaching out to Asif and Sarah in the hope that they can hear our messages and that of the families they have left behind. And we're encouraging them to make contact with us so that we can be reassured of their well-being.
A Kent man's fighting for his life in hospital after reportedly falling from a fairground ride being towed by a pickup truck in Hampshire. The 51-year-old from Dymchurch was found lying on the A35 on Saturday and is being treated for serious head injuries. A 21-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving and has been bailed until June.
KMFM News.
Kent's trading standards bosses say jail sentences given to two rogue gardeners from Dover should send a strong warning to others. 42-year-old Roger Knight from Castle Street and Wayne Smith, who's 48, and from Old Folkestone Road, is charged with thousands of pounds for dodgy landscaping. They've started a total of 4.5 years behind bars. Mark Rolfe is from Training Standards Manager at the County Council. He's got this advice.
If they're cold calling looking for work, generally they're not the ones who are the best at doing their job, because people who are good at doing their job in these trades have waiting lists and they have good word of mouth. So if somebody's knocking at your door, advice to consumers is to say no thanks very much and to consult a proper tradesman.
Lanterns have been released in memory of a 23-year-old man from Margate who died in a crash near Herne Bay. Adrian Stroud was killed when his car collided with two others on the Old Thanet Way in the early hours of yesterday.
Election 2015, the update.
It's the last day to register to vote in the general election. Anyone who submits their details after midnight won't be eligible to take part in the ballot on May the 7th. Meantime, we're hearing today from voters in Rochester and Strood as our tour of Kent's constituencies continues.
Education, because I think that that's the most important thing. Our children are our future.
Child benefit payments, why are they being paid? People are children, they should pay for them.
It's immigration. I think that the border controls have got to be more strict.
Details of the candidates and our video guide to the area are at kentdecides.co.uk. And over 100 volunteers have taken part in a major training exercise to help them be better prepared when a person is reported missing in Kent. Members of Kent Search and Rescue took part in the operation yesterday, which saw a terminally ill patient go missing from Maidstone Hospital. Paul Lewis is from the organisation. He says the training's crucial.
We try and make it as difficult as we can. We throw in all sorts of situations that they might not be expecting to see how they react, and we can learn from that. And it also tells us where we can improve our training, what we need to concentrate on to make sure that we are the very best.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football, and it'll be Aston Villa who take on holders Arsenal in next month's FA Cup final. With more on that and the rest of the sport, the Sunshine, here's Kieran.
Well, Aston Villa beat Liverpool 2-1 in their semi-final yesterday. It'll be Villa's first appearance in the showpiece since losing the last final to be played at the Old Wembley in 2000. Ice hockey, and the Invicta Dynamos coach has praised his side despite losing the final of the playoffs. They were beaten 6-4 by Wylink Raiders in the second leg at the Ice Bowl in Gillingham last night, losing 6-9 on aggregate. Here's Kevin Parrish.
We said we wanted to win silverware this year, and we did. We won the cup and runners-up in the playoff final. Can't ask much more than that from the boys. It'd be nice to win it, but fair play to Isle of Wight. They're the playoff champions.
And in cricket, it's the second day of Kent's first county championship game of the season in Chelmsford. Kent are back in bat after bowling out Essex for 164 in their first innings. And a short time ago, we're on 3-1. That's a lead of 36.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.